The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord, as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for help tonight. We receive all the blessing. Receive that which the Father has for us. Receive that which the Son custodes. Receive that which is ours in Christ Jesus. Find help tonight to bring forth your heart, your words, your thoughts. Be helped by your Spirit. We assess the flow of your grace tonight. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Reach to every soul, reach to every life, in every place where they are on the face of the earth, as long as they're with this broadcast. Let your hands of blessing rest upon every heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are actually looking at salvation. What Jesus represents is salvation. All He has come to do is salvation. Yeshua is the revelation of God is salvation. He said God is love, God is light, God is life. Sum total that God is salvation. That is who God is. And so Jesus came to make us see that God who is salvation. That's why His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin by showing to them God, who is salvation. That is how He's going to save His people from their sins. I just found out God loves the whole of creation, but God has not been able to reach to all creation. So, hey, amen. All men are on the earth. Yeah, God created all of us, but men are no more in the image of what God created. So God doesn't really have people who are in His world. When I say my people, means that those whom we have the same, we can say the same genealogy, right? We call them my people. These are my people. We expect to see some things about you, hello, that they look alike. That makes them your people. So for God, He doesn't have His people. The men we find on the earth today are not His people. Because image is not just in the physical figure. Image is figure of the spirit and soul. It is the figure of the spirit and soul that they made this body for. The body was not made on its own. The body was tailored, like your clothes is tailored with your frame, right? So if you wear somebody else's clothes, it's not going to fit you. So this body is fitting our frame, our inner frame, our spirit and soul. That's why I know that your soul's shape is like this. Because your body is like that. So the body is tailor-made. As when you leave the body, they will still know you. You still maintain your shape. You still maintain your look. Yet you have left the body. So this shape you have now with your nose, your mouth shape, everything, is also the figure of you. Isn't that wonderful? As I will know that I'm seeing Pastor Samson. Yes, that's Pastor Samson. Yeah, we're going to know ourselves because the shapes are going to remain. Not even at resurrection. Outside the body. So the body is not ordinary, okay? Amen. That's why you just have to like yourself. Because you're going to appear like that for a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. You can only be your finest part of you, you know. There's always the finest you. See what I'm saying now? There's the final you. So you can only have the final body you. But it's going to still be you. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So it is that configuration, it is that inner whatever that makes them. So it is those who are moving towards that, that God can call my people. So there's the first, that's the first place where God can begin to deal with you as his people, as a peculiar people. That's why I call it a peculiar triad. So yeah, it's a triad. So those people are triad possession. That's when God's going to value them away from the fact that if he values us now, he values us in hope of what we ought to be like. Because every man has the chance to be like that. Even when he's a drunkard now, by calling of being a man, he has the tendency, he has the, until he leaves the body, he still has the chance of being God's people. But there are those who already appear there. And so there are people that God is looking up to. Amen. Say amen. And so there's no way the earth is going to experience God without these people. There is no way. They are the hope of the earth. If they are not there, the earth is disconnected from God. They are the one that God has to reach to the rest of the people. Say amen. That's why I read that Psalm 67. Amen. Let the people praise thee, O God. To let all the people. To let the people praise and let all the people. It's not repeating itself. So if the people praise thee, then all the people can praise thee. So if there's no people that will praise you, you can't reach to all the people. Are you in the house with me, please? Say amen. And that's why God has to be. When God is dealing with these people, it looks as if God is ash. It's because of what God wants to get. If he doesn't get it, he can't get the rest. Sometimes when you are, if you're a firstborn in a house, you experience the harsh upbringing of your parents. They don't spare you. They don't spare you. So if you're a lady, your mother will nearly kill you. Because they believe that the rest of them depend on you. Whatever he makes out of you. So, if in referring to you, in correcting, if I nearly go to jealousy towards hatred, if you don't understand that jealousy. Amen. I believe that if he loses you, he can lose all the other children. So, they put all their focus. That's why most of the time, the other ones are spoiled. They put all their energy on the first. So when God told, he said to Israel, Israel is my firstborn. You know what I mean? Israel is my firstborn. Israel, really, not just the natural Israel. Israel, that thing called Israel, it's not just about the natural Israel. It's my firstborn. It's the first from me. Amen. I went in the house together, please. And that's why there's commitment of God on us. And we have to appreciate that. That's why we have to go through a thoroughness of God's dealing so that I can have something good from us that can extend to all the people. God loves people. All the world. God loves all the world. But there's no way we can reach. Many of them are not ready. One of them, until they have seen, they will not believe. But some can believe without seeing. And blessed are those who can believe, who have not seen, but believe. Say amen. And those who can see, who can believe without seeing. So that believing is a kind of seeing. It's a sin of the heart that is not seen that everybody can accommodate. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. That's why John rolled out that commitment in the third John that I was sharing. I'm going to go on that area a little bit, okay? You know, beloved, I wish above all things that thou was speaking to Gaius. Let's read from verse 1. I like that word. the elder unto the well-beloved. So, I can tell you that Gaius is in the kingdom. These are men of the kingdom. They are in the kingdom. They are like well-beloved. Gaius. Those languages are not just used to dash people. Gaius is an elder. He's an elder. Most of the writings in those of those epistles are letters to elders, not elders of churches. Elders in the garden. They are letters to men in the garden. Men in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Are you in the house with him here? So he was saying to him, so that scripture is a very high scripture. I know we have used that scripture in church for a long time. We have used that scripture a long time to declare our state of health. If anybody is sick, so I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. As thy soul prospereth. But we don't, when we read it, we don't care about it. Now you read some things, you already collect what you want to collect. You have already collected, I wish above that thou mayest prosper and be healed. That is enough for us. The rest, as thy soul prospereth, is really irrelevant. but that whole scripture is sitting on that. It's hinged on that. That's why it's sitting. So he was telling Gaius that by now, this is how I expect you to function by now. That's not the way every believer functions. That's not the way every believer assesses health and define prosperity. But for you, because of your place in the kingdom, it's my wish that you don't function by other modes. So an upright believer is like a curse. That verse. He's saying by now, I wish that things doesn't work for you otherwise. Except by your soul prosperity. So there are a lot of things that happens to us now in the gospel that is not dependent on our soul prosperity. There are many prayers you pray, many things you ask from God that it does for you. Not because it's measuring your soul prosperity, because it just have to do it to keep you going. If it doesn't do it that way, it will not be a good God. And he knows all of us. He's a father, so he knows. He's a father that is, he knows all of us. Just like the way your parents over pamper last born. See what I'm saying? In those days in our own family, I remember when our last born was nearly spoiled because they will give us money to go and buy fish and take garri. They will give us money to go and buy rice. I don't just know what disease infected our parents at that point. When it comes to a matter, they become weak. if they hear a cry anywhere, who beat so from where they are? And when you want to explain, you keep a distance away. I'm saying you don't get close because something will land on you. Amen. I said, all your children should be raised in church. So there's that thing that I don't know. It does happen to our age. I don't know. When people get older, there's a way you just reduce your. It's like you are not a daddy and understand, but I understand it is not good for training of a child. So the children should be with, we should raise them among ourselves. So no child suffers because it's the last born. Amen. So that scripture for a babe or a child in Christ is like a curse. You can see how much effort Paul put in before He wrote the whole of chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians was written by Paul to establish gift of the Spirit. To put structure and order there, how they are ought to manifest and their place in the whole program of redemption. Say amen. But at the end of that place, Paul said, I show you a more excellent way. You can be so sure that it's not moving them that day. But it's saying to you that while you're exploring this, this is the way you should be thinking. There's a more excellent way that will not allow to be grounded in this, because you are going somewhere. Say, hey, man. Because much more than Paul came to experience more about the gift of the Spirit, which is their area of emphasis and area of rejoicing, it could be like building a tent in that place. So Paul said, no. But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet, can you see that? And yet, shew I unto you a more excellent way. So there are, are there many ways in the gospel? But it's just saying that based on where you are, there is a way ahead. It means that if you leave Accra and you're going to Lagos, are you with me tonight? You're going to come into many cities, many towns. You're going to leave Accra. If you're taking Ondo Road, you're going to get to Ondo, get to Ore. Navigate towards Ijebu, right? To Sagamu, and like that. You go towards Lagos. So it's the same way. But as you are going, there are various compartments of the road, and there are also paths you can take. You can start to branch, not to take or go through Ibadan. You know what I'm saying? You still going to arrive at Lagos, right? Are you in the house, please? So Paul was saying, I'm going to show you a more excellent way that will make you arrive safely where you are going. So also, in our journey in the Spirit, in the gospel, I will call it the administrative wisdom that God used to handle us so we can keep on making progress. That's why you can see that many times when you just get born again, to get born again, receive the Holy Ghost, like they just give you gift. You don't do anything. They give you. Sometimes the things you ask happens like you are the one who put them there, right? Before you ask for anything, it's already done. Not because you are so much pleasing God to God, but because every small child needs care. If you have a child in the house, it can get all of you busy. What will he do? Give you cry. If you start crying, maybe somebody makes the baby, he can decide not to accept that person, cry them all. Somebody else is going to attend to it. He can cry to the parent, the whole house is wondering, what do we do for this? What do we do? The whole house is scattered. Just one person. If it's older than that person, because what is wrong with you? Sit down there. Are you going to scatter the whole house because you are, what's wrong with you? Are you hungry? Then food is coming. But this one, we get all of the whole house. Because he's a child. He needs to be attended to. Say amen. And that is the only way he knows to get your attention. So children cry more. That's the language of attention. When they do it, you respond. If you don't respond, somebody will say, I don't mind long, long. If the parents are so much, my mother alone, no, enjoy that long. He's asking for something. So as we go on in the faith, they'll start showing us faces of syllabus that is required for our journey to where God wants us to get. Say amen. Which is actually salvation. So when you get into the realm, certain realm in salvation, one thing is definite. They start measuring prosperity from your soul. Because what God wants to get from you is your soul. You want to get God's life, then God wants to get your soul. So that is what God wants to inherit from you. So they start looking at you, not from your feeling, not from your, they expect that you must have had your eyes of understanding and lighting to understand why things are like that. Why is a child crying? Why will a child be crying and storming the house? It doesn't understand why I will be hungry and nobody's not responding. See what I'm saying? But you will be hungry now. I feel like I don't need to eat now. Let me finish what I'm saying. What I'm doing. Next 1 hour, I'm going to eat. If a small child should have that understanding, it will die. Because the food is eating is immediate. Once it finishes in the belly, it finishes. Nothing is there. So if it doesn't have a way of crying, a child doesn't cry, we die easily. Yes. So cry is the only way it can meet up with survival instinct. So when we are young in the faith, God quickly answers us. He quickly gets something else done. Please attend to angel. Please attend to him. Joel, attend to him. For now, he can't respond from understanding. Say amen. They can't measure. That's why. You can see why the first time you receive the Holy Ghost, if they bypass your mind. If you use your mind, you won't speak in tongues. Many of us for a long time, you didn't speak in tongues because you were trying to think it. What will I say now? Father, you are thinking your mind, and because you are thinking, you can't speak in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Just stop saying thank you, Jesus. Just release yourself. You have never done anything in your life without using your mind. So what the Father, what's that they are saying now? Leave your mind. How could I leave your mind? My mind. So you spoke in tongues because you were able to, the Holy Ghost helped you. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Holy Ghost give you a push in the spirit beyond your mind. So I can release that syllable. Mahandabale. So I can say something without thinking it. That is not the way we are programmed to function. I'm saying, say amen. So that's why children they can enter kingdom more easily. Ask the child, why is he crying? He doesn't know why he's crying. He crying by instinct. He's not thinking it. He just crying. So that is how to render that mind. But they are still coming back for that mind. Because your well-being, your progress in the spirit is going to be on the soul. On the soul. What the devil labored on for thousands of years was the man, the soul of man. So taken beyond reach, we're led. Say, hey, man. I want the house, please. So they still want to ensure that soul, so when you say you are saved, it's your soul. If your spirit is saved, they don't count you. Because how will a man be without being able to produce? You are unfruitful without your soul. You can't have a child without a wife. So you will be unfruitful. You have seed in your loins, but the seed can't come forth without the soul. So the soul is the man's womb. It's the womb of the spirit. Are you with me in the house? Yeah. So you will remain unfruitful in the spirit without your spirit, so being involved. That is where spirit put its seed into. So anytime you see the fruit of a life is from the spirit. The spirit has been to bless the soul or drop it to the soul, and the soul is being blessed to be able to carry it and nurture it to become fruits. Say amen. So that is our true state of wellness. So you can be well in your body and your soul is sick. Really, you are not well. Because if it's from the body, if it's not from the soul, then the body can't transfer life to soul. It is soul that transfers to the body. So the body is a consumer. Whatever it takes, it uses it. It doesn't know how to bring it to the soul. It is soul that gives to the body. So you will be unfruitful if the body experiences health without a soul. And that's why people can be on the earth, for example, and they can enjoy certain benefits in terms of maybe they have access to good food. Are you with me, I'm saying? They have access to good nourishment, good environment, healthy living, physical healthy living. If you see their skin, wow. It will be glowing. The body has been nourished. But nourished at the expense of the soul. So when that body is dropped, it has no profit. So what did it profit the man to lose, to gain this whole world and lose his soul? So when you get the world, what do you gain it? Body. When the devil trade with us, when he trade with our soul, he trade for with body gain. Are you in the house, I'm saying? So when he trade with body gain, then he gets the soul. So the soul is unprofitable. Are we in the house, please? If the body is gaining without the soul appropriation or acceptance of righteousness, then the body actually has deceived the soul. Because if your body is not doing well, you will ask for help. But if your body is doing well, you may not ask for help. You may assume that you are doing well. But when you drop the body, soul becomes of no value. That's what it means that for a man to gain the world, what shall it profit a man? If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what shall he give in exchange? Or what shall a man give in exchange? So it's an exchange. So you gain here, you lose here. In exchange, so somebody actually deceived the man to give his soul for bodily gain. So if that is not the way God ordained it, God has ordained a man with profit soul and from the soul profit body. But sometimes the body can suffer when the soul is gaining. What did I say? Jesus said, if your eye offend you, or your eye is not going to allow you to gain life, say, pluck out your eye. That your eye is a body gain. It is better you get into life with only one eye. It means that not having what the eye could gain, it's better you enter into life that way. So the soul can gain while the body go through certain loss. That is what it's talking about. Tribulation, persecution. Pray for those who persecute you. When they persecute you, what is suffering? Your body. Your body. But most of the time, when there's tribulation or persecution, soul gain. For those who approach it from faith life, when you are being persecuted, you get stronger. That's why each time church is persecuted, church gets stronger. Because by faith program, they have more gain in the spirit when the body suffers. So you see the apostles rejoicing that they were able to suffer for the Lord. Are we in the house, please? They came together and prayed together and thanked the Lord that they were counted worthy. So such response, the devil did it to ensure they stopped what they were doing. But faith program in their heart turned it to advantage. So when they were rejoicing, what is happening? Their spirit was being refreshed or renewed in the rejoicing. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes when there's a problem, we burn more. Where we are now, everybody goes to his office today. You went to your office, did what you want to do, came back to church. God forbid that somebody among us had a problem. It's most like a temple. I'm going to be in that house. Trying to render one, help the other one. It's possible somebody's going to be calling the other person. How is he doing? Huh? So we connect more in the time of tribulation. The Spirit uses that at an advantage for us to profit more in the Spirit. That's why the program of opening of the eyes is important. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So you don't see the way men see. Say amen. Ask the church in the Acts of the Apostles to prosper more. If you check it, during tribulation. The word of God grew more. The believers worked stronger to preach more. Because that thing, Holy Ghost invade more when there's problem. It comes with what is called consolation and comfort. Which you cannot get in your convenience. Because you are seemingly satisfied. You don't have an hunger. You don't have a problem. So even if the Spirit is around you, you won't keep to the realm of consolation and comfort of the Holy Ghost. Say amen. So you can see all the time that happens because of God advance, the word of God grows in all the boundaries. So it was telling to Gaius here, let's go back, was telling Gaius here, I wish above, in fact, what I'm thinking as the best thing to happen to you is that you begin to prosper. It's a wish. It doesn't mean that you are going to be able to accommodate that delay when the Lord begin to deal with you in that manner. But my wish is that you can accommodate it. My wish is that you can allow that administration into your life where God will be sincerely dealing with you now according to what you prosper your soul. So it means that if you ask for 5 million and 1.5 million will not add to your soul progress, they won't give it to you. And you'll be still able to say, thank you, Father, for it not being provided. I don't know what I'm saying. And because now they want what is going to be the gain. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Are you there with me, please? Nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This man has stayed long in this place. We don't know how many years. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Nobody starts with the loving God's law. What we start with is believing God's law. God's law will trim you down. Somebody will say, thy law I love. No. But sometimes it is affliction that makes you learn the law of God. When they deal with you in the way you experience, you have to learn the law by all means. Say, amen. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. So it won't use any other person's season. It's his own season. His leaf also shall not wither. Are you with me, please? Can you see that? And then whatsoever he doeth. This whatsoever he doeth is still going to be based on his season. It's not just that anything he does anytime. No. He will now be able to use his season and will be pleasing to God in his season. Hallelujah. That is the man he's talking about here. This man has stayed, can you see? He's planted, a tree planted by the rivers, planted. No, it's not easy for a tree to take root in water. Because of the course of the water. The river flow does not allow a seed to become a tree in the river. But the river keeps flowing. So for a seed to take root, then to become, to grow up, and take more root and grow up. Say amen. Hallelujah. So, I'm just trying to let us see that it's God's expectation in a believer's journey. And that actually is the real place where they can say you have health. That's why, to prosper and be in health. It means that your earth status is being calibrated from what heaven gives. Because the soul is meant to, the soul is designed, like I was saying, the soul is designed to actually use heaven's provision. The soul is calibrated to assess heaven's provision. Or I would say that the strata of soul is strata of heavens. And what is in heaven is meant to be downloaded to soul. So soul actually is a creature of God that has a path to gain God's heaven. Or to gain what is in the Son of God. Because heaven, really, real heaven is in the Son. Say amen. The heaven is not space now. Heaven now is talking about treasure of life that is in God, that the Son inherited. Say amen. So the Son is the heavens of God. That's why it says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That Christ is talking about is the Son of God. He has heavens. Those heavens are treasures. Say amen. And the treasures are meant to be gained by soul. So actually soul is supposed to inherit those treasures. It's the inheritance of what God is looking out for in soul. That the soul will inherit those things. Say amen. Yeah, you see that soul is blessed. Blessed be the God. Blessed be the God. So when a man is blessed, what happened? He carried God's blessing. He carries the things that are in God, which God has given to his Son. So the good of the Son to us is that what is in God, we can't see it. But when we see the Son, we see it. So we see it in the Son, then we can assess what the Son carries for us. Hallelujah. Are you in the house with him, please? Say amen. So, when we get here, they're not just talking about, it's true that we, it is healing, but because it's inheritance, they call it health. Because it's yours. If you are healed, for example, I went to the hospital, please. You are recovered, but it's not yours. It means that you can be attacked back again. But if it's health, it's a state. So it means that you have health. It means you are in a state where you can resist attack. You can resist infection. Are you in the hospital? You know, you can have health this morning and the next evening you are already coughing, sneezing. It means that your immune system can be attacked. Though you look to be in health in the morning. But when you are really in health because of your soul prosperity, you have defense system. That program of your soul prosperity has built in you immunity against death, against sin. Say amen. Now, so let's go a little bit to what I'm talking about today. So you can see that in Proverbs 4, so really, healing is for children. Health is for sons. Jesus said, are you with me? What did I say? Healing for children. Jesus said that woman, the woman that came for him to heal his son, said, no, it's not good to give children's meat. So healing is children's meat. Healing is a part of the work of physician to give care. But most steady part of physician is to keep you healthy. And we have not seen that much part of physician in our world. What we have seen is that what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Go home. Your physician will not look at you and say, what can you do to prevent you from any infection? It's until you complain. So the training of the medical profession in terms of medicine is much of curative. You are infected, you are down, we help you out. It's not much of sustenance in health. When God said to Israel, I am the Lord, your personal physician. What does it mean? I'm the one that will give you what is required to keep you in health. So a physician is more than a person who get you out of a challenge. He's the one who keeps you from being down. So it means that when Aegis was being affected by the plagues, I went to the hospital. There's an I am with Israel in Egypt. Why they were not going down? The sin that was killing Egyptians was exempting the Israelis. So I'm the Lord, your physician. I'm the one that prevents you from being down. I'm the one that keeps sickness away from you. It says in Psalm 91, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right, but it shall not come nigh thee. So what is that is preventing you from coming nigh thee? Whereas the 1,000 are by thy side. It's not 1,000 away from your side, by thy side. Yet it will not come nigh thee. And with your eyes you will behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, what? Thy habitation. So you are in a safe place. So the Most High, is a dwelling, is an habitation. If you move in there, I want the house, please. You are kept from what affects other people. Say amen. So in the kingdom domain, so when I say you are entering kingdom, it's not just that you are am I in the kingdom. There are things you start experiencing by being in the kingdom. It's an habitation or place that are safe away from certain things. Say amen. I know for many of us, if not every one of us, if you study your progress in the spirit very well, you'll find that some things about your life, even that are physical sicknesses, disappeared along the line without you knowing. Some of them. I don't know if you observe that. If you have really made progress in the gospel, you'll find that some things that you are, when you look at yourself 10, 15 years ago, it was a major problem. At a certain point, it just fizzled out. Or you just knew what to do to prevent it. Because sometimes it's not only that, they just give you an idea of what to do. It can just be like wearing clothes to cover your chest. That all the while your life, you didn't, they have taken to nearly all hospitals. Nothing has been. It just came to your idea that I should just wear something on my chest. And that corrected that problem. So it's not only when you say it's a spiritual transmission of things, it could involve idea, thoughts, wisdom. I know sometimes a solution is close to you this way, and it's as far as London. And someone just said, what are these? It has always been with you. That idea that point to it is expensive. Either somebody said it to you or you came to know it. That same prayer can kill a human being. Yet the answer is close to you. I'm just saying that a physician is not just somebody who cures you when you are sick alone. It's somebody who takes care of your total well-being. And this physician, actually, in total well-being, knows that real well-being is rooted in the soul. So, he puts the soul as the primary priority of what it will be required for you not to be a child anymore. Say amen. So, I will not be living on children's bread. Amen. What we have in most places is put you on the constant role of a children's bread. And that is not exactly, that is not what the gospel is designed for. I understand when somebody has a problem, we need to help him out. But you also know that this person you can outgrow this and put you in a program that can make you outgrow it. Or else we can build a program around about it that will remain forever. Say amen. And that will still not be the way to solve the problem. So let's this Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. That's what children don't want to do. Children don't want to understand. Children wants to get result. They care less about what? Understanding. So one of the signs that show that we're gradually making progress is that when we are willing to understand, that sometimes you choose understanding than your result or than your expectation. In many things you have expectation and your expectation is of value to you. But you can get to a point in your life when you choose understanding above expectation. When you make it now to you of rubies. Why are we going to go into a fasting moment because there's an issue? And for the whole period of fasting, no answer comes. And every child will feel that I have to fast only. But you feel that fasting is the way to solve the problem. Because you can't use your fasting to be a means to enlighten you. But sometimes God speaks to you on the fasting away from the issue. And he expects you to have the maturity that is your light and guidance. And every child will feel like we have prayed, we have fasted, nothing's happening. Because he has not come to value understanding. Say amen. So when we are gradually growing up, one of the things that you start valuing understanding than your desire. That's why it says you make him to be of worth to you than rupees. For I give you good doctrine. Are you there with me? Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also. The reason for the soul is learning. A soul was created for learning, just like your brain was created for thinking. Huh? If you wake up in the day and you never thought in the day, you have not woken up. And you woke up and nothing went through your mind. There used to be one tonic I used to use like that one. Sometimes you wake up, but it makes your mind unfruitful. The gap between your mind and your will is more than a whole mile. I don't know if you have been that kind of drug before. You're awake. Then you're not awake. Every small thought is so tiresome to capture it. Have you been there before? Sometimes you just have to go and sleep back. You just know that I am unfruitful. So the mind is meant for learning. So also the soul of man is a facility for learning, for appropriating laws. That is the vehicle of what God used to pass law to the soul, to the heart. So can you see that place? He taught me also. Are you there with me? And said unto me, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my commandments. And do what? So, live by my commandments. Can you see that? Keep my commandments. If you go to any prayer house, nobody care much about commandments. It's how your prayer. Because it's assumed that shouting and crying to God is what made God answer. And truly, there are times God answered because you shouted. But you shouted because you are a child. That's why you are crying. So when you hear testimony on those ground, are you know what I'm saying now? Next time, people will shout more. Oh, after that testimony, I say, oh, what bad do I? Oh, what bad do I? Oh, what so follow? That testimony is a confirmation that is the way God answers prayers. So such hearts also are not yet ready for commandments or for laws. Because law is not a learning of how a thing, one thing works. It's how the things of God work. So when you are talking about law of Christ, it's talking about Christ's righteousness. How Christ's righteousness works to give life. It's not for one thing. Say, hey man. Everybody on the mountain of prayer is there for one thing, right? But see here, keep my commandments and do what? I can't hear you, please. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Are you there with me? Love her. I'll come back there. And she shall keep thee. Like I said, when we began with God's word or commandments, we didn't love commandments. We believe commandments. Say, hey, man. You heard them. You believed them. And you responded to obey them because you believe. Not because you love them. But a time is going to come into our lives where it will switch from belief to love. Say, hey, man. That's why the doctrine of Christ is what? Is faith and love. Paul said, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints, are you still here? I cease not to make mention of you in my prayer. So when faith starts, faith is meant to end in love. Say amen. So what is the essence of doctrine? To give you wisdom. Can I see? Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get what? So when you say you are learning doctrine, that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom, or you may have understanding of the know-how of the righteousness of Christ. And that's another way to know the know-how. Amen. To know that denying you from one thing is not rejection. There's a way you learn wisdom and know it. Are we in the house, please? Because somewhere there, if you are denied a thing, the natural soul say, I'm not loved. So a soul can begin to have resentment against God because it's not happening this way. Are we in the house of that place? When you are being filled with knowledge of God, knowledge of God's will, in all wisdom, is that you understand why those things could be like that. And you're not forming religion about it. You understand that it doesn't have to go my way to have it well. Many times, God will have to conflict my way to get me at the end of the day what I want, which I didn't know is the way to get it. So I say knowledge. Knowledge is the knowing of ways. Knowledge of God's of knowledge of to be known that you may be walk word of the Lord unto all pleasing. So it means that those things are meant for you to please God. If they're not there, you won't please God. Or you won't align with what God is doing. You will be at variance to what God is doing. Say hey, man. What does it mean? You will misbehave. Either by in utterance or in the posture. You will do the unexpected on an account of what God expects you to do. Are we in the house, please? Because you are not filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. It means that you won't walk word of the Lord unto all pleasing. It means that you won't be a son that pleases God. He said, this is my well beloved son in whom I am well pleased. You must have pleased. So you can move to well pleasing. My well beloved Gaius. So Gaius is well pleasing. So well, Gaius has come to a point to know God's will and the way He does it. Not in the way man expects Him to do it. Say, hey, man. Let me move to verse 20. My son, are you there? Attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. Are you there? Let them not depart from thy eyes. I know we know that scripture. Keep them, and all of that are syllabus of seasons. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. So it means that this person is not keeping the word because of what he's going to gain now. He's keeping the word because of what God says is true. I don't know how I'm saying that. Say, hey man, if they give you 7 steps to get your thing solved, you know I've done this step, that step. I'm expecting result. But in learning laws, there's no step. It's the word of understanding. So you can say, I began it, I finished it. They are the one that will conclude that this has formed understanding in your heart. Because now it is being deployed into issues of life. Or it comes back to answer issues when your mind are on them. They can say now you have understanding. So it's not staying on, I learned for 1 year, 2 years. No. It's an open learning. But when you start responding to demands, the way God will, they will say now you have understanding. Say, hey, man. So let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life. So it means that, listen to me. It means that for word or for doctrine to become life, it's not automatic. It has to go through a process to become life to those who find them. I like the word find. If you find something that you are looking for something, right? So it means this man that's looking for understanding. That's what he's looking for. Are we in the house, please? For their life unto those that find them. And health. So you can't access health if you have not found life. Are we in the house, please? Then when you find life, when you have not found understanding, Now, not that you can explain it. Explaining it does not mean you have understanding. That you can respond the way God expects to respond at the demand. But there are a lot of things you can explain. For some of us, what I preach now, as you come and preach it, you can preach it better. You understand the message, but you don't yet have understanding in your heart. Your heart has not used them together to look at issues and respond the way God will. Hallelujah. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So if you have not found life, you can't find health. What did I say? I can't hear you. Please say it again. Because you're going to find out later on that life is that you have found the way. They call it the way of life. So while you are attending to the words or paying attention to them, what does it say? The words start teaching you ways. Teaching you the way it works. The way of God. The approved way of righteousness. Say amen. When you embrace ways, then you are going towards life. Because it is the way of life. Am I listening to you tonight, please? Say amen. I'm telling you what John was saying to Gaius. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the forces of life. So he's saying that this man has got to a point where his heart is committed primarily to learning doctrine and having good understanding. It means that when you see a man in which whatever comes to his mind, it is doctrine used to answer it. Hello? You know, so when things come to our mind nearly every moment. As you are here now, sometimes your mind goes on your job, goes on your business, go on your marriage, like that one. Okay? Sometimes it goes to your mind, you push it away. Another time it goes to your mind, you have right answer in line with what is God's will. I don't know how I'm saying that. So the real thing that those thoughts respond to is the answer, not the pushing away. When we push it away, it's going to come back again. Until you have the right answer. Because you have good understanding. Say amen. Why we can't walk in love? Listen to me. Many of the time, when we can't walk in love, it's because we don't have understanding. Let down, if somebody explains to you what you have done, go here. Now, sometimes I explain to you, you still argue it. But it's not aligning with your way. Because out of the heart are the issues of life that produces health. So it's when you already have issues of life over time that you reach to a place when you arrive at the place of right discernment, right utterance, right positioning. When you just know what you ought to do, when you are not, you can't be disturbed, you can't be perturbed, you can't be ruffled, you can't be embarrassed, you can't be disappointed. They are the language you meet every day, right? They are the language that confront every day. Disappointment. I'm embarrassed. I don't expect this. If I doesn't meet my expectation, it fell short of my expectation. They are the things that confront our faith every day. But when you have enough force of life, whatever bounces on you has enough wellness to meet. He says, be anxious for nothing. Are you there with me? What's the next thing? But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So it's not saying this man is no more praying. But it's not praying because it's disturbed. It's praying because it's responsible. So it can end up his prayer with thanksgiving. Not end prayer with doubting. And sometimes you pray, after you have prayed, the devil reminds you of how many things you have prayed that's not been answered. And your mind just feels like, maybe this one will be one of them. So a time of prayer for you is not a time, it's not a time to really agree with God, commune with God, align with God. It's a time just to fulfill a demand, I will the house this, to fulfill the expectation in any way a child of God should pray. But every prayer you raise to end up with thanksgiving, not as a formula, but as a sense of persuasion and fulfillment. There's no other thing we do. Now we have Bible to read. So we do them to meet with Bible expectation. And Bible expectation is not our art expectation. So why you are giving thanks? Because Bible says give thanks. Not because you have thanks in your heart to give. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. It's done. We thank you. We bless. And you are not doing one formula. You are not doing one charismatic thing. It's a response of your heart. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Kai, it's done. It's done. And you leave the place with a sense of it's done. That thing you have done is an expression of a state of your heart, of what doctrine has done in your heart before you pray. And so when you pray, when you ask, believing, not believe, believing. And it's not just believing in what you're asking for, believing God. You must have believing in your heart before you pray. Because sometimes you don't have belief in your heart when you're praying. Then why? Sir, something you pray for now, I've prayed about it, but it's massive. Is God not hearing my prayer? Does God prefer some people to another person? What you pray, now somebody else pray for it, and it's done. Why? What's the difference? It's not because God prefers. It is the bedrock of belief system. This is when you believe all things was what you asked in prayer, believing. So it means if there's no believing, you won't receive them. So it's not only being able to pray, it's that you have enough doctrine in your heart. You have enough doctrine. Say, hey man. God, believing is not just, you know, in those days when we have any time of faith move. You just believe, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God. Believing is gonna just see this. It's on what you know of God. What you know in God, what you know of God, that is the bedrock of what your life is built on. Which is really the prospect of your soul. Say, hey, man. When we learn more doctrine, we'll settle more score with God. You know what I'm saying? Many of us are in trouble, but we have scores with God. We think God owes us many things he has not done. But when you are learning doctrine, you will know many things you have not done. At one point, you know what God has not done. But when you move on, doctrine will open you to see where you have not done well. Say, hey, man. Then you won't pass the blame to God anymore. Are we in the house together, please? Say, hey, man. for they are life unto those that find them, and health. Let me read this place in Deuteronomy 30. Let me read 30. And now what for earth, there's medicine. Medicine. Say medicine. So before you use tablet, there should be medicine inside of you. 30 of Deuteronomy. Let me read verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have said before you what? I can't hear you. I said before you life and death. And it's not only just physical life and death. Life and death in the soul. Blessing and cursing. Therefore, do what? Choose life. That both thou and thy seed may live. How would they choose life? Let's see. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God. That thou mayest obey his voice. And that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. So I'm just saying that, when it says there, for their life. That life is a person. So when God delivers the person to you, it becomes your life. Not what he can give. Not what person can answer. He is thy life. Like Paul said, for Christ is our life. And when our Christ whose life shall appear, we shall appear with him. So, for that soul, appearing with Christ is the ultimate away from what is the body gain of Christ. When Christ appears, where will he appear? He will appear to the soul. It's not when Christ will come back and we see, no. When Christ shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory. So Christ's appearance means that we are also where he is. Or we have journeyed to where he is. Or we have become what he became. Do you understand my language? That is when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. We shall also appear with him in glory. So when Christ is your life, there's nothing on earth here that is your life. Let me say it again. When Christ is your life, there's nothing on earth here that means life to you. Even physical health, as important as it is not life to you. I need to say that. Amen. That's why a man can be dying and be holding Christ and be having joy in Christ and be loving Christ and be seeing Christ. Though his body is dying, because he has seen Christ before, he has found Christ, and Christ has become his life. So Christ is not first of all physical health, it's a spiritual health. It's a spiritual life. Say hey, amen. I don't know if you get what I'm saying now. Christ is a spiritual life that a soul can find. Your soul can find Christ's righteousness. Are we in the house, please? And that righteousness is your life. That is not talking about any bodily gain. That is what laws and commandments deliver. Jesus said, if any man have my commandment, he will love me. Then I will love him. And I will make myself manifest to him. All of these things are solely cut transaction. If anybody asks my commandments, if you ask my commandments, what's my commandments? Of faith. Are we in the house, please? Commandment of faith. All righteousness of Christ is faith. If you have my commandment, then I will love him. And I will manifest myself, or I will show more of myself to him. These are soul transactions. What is saying that if a soul finds that, He has found life. So life to a physical man who is blind, life is what to express in the body. So if he feels sick in his body, life bad. I mean life no good, life not bad. But that is the life he knows. Life is survivor in the body. But when you are a believer in Christ, life to you is not survivor in the body. It's Christ that is life to you. That is your life. That's what you are. That is the person you are looking at. That's the person you are learning. That's the person you are obeying. That's the person you are seeking to know more. Are we in the house, please? Now, for the past months, we'll be learning about charity, for example. Why we learn charity? We're learning Christ. We're learning the life of Christ. And there's nothing that we go through on earth that will make us drop that life we have learned. Are we in the house, please? So when you hear, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? It means you have learned it, you have known it, you have used it, and you have loved it. It's not a thing now forced on you. Huh? It's a thing that in your own heart, that is life. When you hear brethren, brotherhood, there's joy in your heart to participate. Not because you're trying to encourage somebody. It's the life you have found. Without that life, there's no other life. I know what I'm saying. It means it's now your life. So a man who has found that love is one of the who shall separate us from the love of Christ. He has found that love. He has fallen in love. But he also began by learning doctrine, right? Believe doctrine. Practice doctrine. Until he was persuaded that is the way of life and he fell in love with it. It takes time for our soul to fall in love with what we're learning. Say amen. It means that if they ask to do 10 times more, that's the way you will do it. You don't feel like I regret doing that way. I regret it. If you have the chance to do it again, you will do it again and again and again. You are persuaded and you are falling in love with it. It becomes life to you. What is it? That life, if you keep on using that life, say amen, it becomes earth. The earth will move from your soul to flesh. Because it's life. Every life has its earth. Human life has its own health. Say amen. Every life has its own health. So this life has its health. I like that place. So we're reading that place in Deuteronomy. So you would have to look. Can you see? That Deuteronomy. What's this chapter? 30. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For what is thy life? Come on, say, it's my life. He was telling him, that is your life. Your life is not when you get a good job, you buy a car, that is not your life. Oh, my. So, if your life depends on the earth acquisition and success, yeah, that is your life. Yeah. And they don't have life to give good health. Yeah. So you're gonna be excited for a moment about them. If the devil touch them, you get sad. Eh? Like one of the days I packed my car under the tree. The time I came back, line across everywhere. I mean, they actually took a sharp stone. And from the beginning of the car to the end like that. And did it many times. When I saw it, I can't believe. Is this Satan that anointed? This is not a matter of play. This is cruelty. I think that when I was saying that we should want for the children, that I thought they were church children. So he said, they are not our children. So we have to hunt. They came back. It's not there. They came back. They want to do more of it. Can you imagine? So if it's your life, your heart will sink. You will be sorrowful. That is bad, but it's better. It's not your life. It's better. It's not your life. You'll be so sad. In fact, I think you called the children. I think you called the children and gave them good care. What kind of a play? How will a child think that is the way to play? So when you put your life outside here, many things can tamper with it. I'm telling you, they are too vulnerable. That's what will be called security. Security, me oh, umbelawa uluwa. Napolowa security, lawa haya, baya bakang security yenti don. Napolowa security lenu ishe, biche bati law security yenti don. That's the language he's using. He's talking about life. When your life is on the outward man, you are vulnerable. Then you can't have health. Doesn't have what it takes to give health into the inner man. So Moses had to say that God is not just somebody you worship, he is life. Yeah, we go to church with this one. It's not a religious thing. It's life. You are tampering with life. And sometimes you get so used to God that you don't know it's his life. It's life. That's why it's not African gods. African gods can do one act. And I can just come and kill somebody back. He can kill, he can't give life. Die, I like. And the length of thy days is length of days. Your tomorrow is your tomorrow. That's why when you move in here, nobody can say, I will cut your life short. Because somebody is your life. Do you want to call his life short? Because you have given your life. They have taught you on how to give up your way. You have learned to give up your way, and you have received good understanding of his own way. And that is how you live. Now is thy life. And the length of days of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So it's a life of your future. It's a life of your hope. It's a life you have not seen fully. But that life is inside his words, his commandments. So, Christianity is not, if you're not careful, you become religious about it. You are supposed to be life conscious, life sensitive. Whatever you do, it's not just something you are doing to church, you are doing it with your maker who wants to give you life. Christ is life. His Father is life. His God is life. So another 1 year is not another year. It's the length of thy days. It defines your next 1 year. Or it gives meaning to living. It makes days to get meaning. Without him, they don't get meaning. Praise God. So, what it's saying is that you are going to move from faith to love to find that life. The reason why you are journeying in faith is to get to love. It is in love you find the life. And that's why it is in love they give you nature. Praise God. Let me read chapter 3 of that same place. Then I move to. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Can you see? It's not all these things are occurrences of. It's not. They're not occurrences of the present world. Say, hey, man. And not currency, not currency of what man thinks eyes need, but they're the real energy. A man who has peace inside his heart, he has energy. You don't know when a man is disoriented. When you have learned God's law to peace, God's law gives you righteousness. When you learn righteousness to a point, you learn the peace of righteousness. Because the effect of righteousness is peace, right? Say, hey, man. So it's still righteousness learning. You get to the peace of it. It means you get step up on it. You get a balance. There's no way to explain it. It's inside a man's heart. Say, no, I know, you know the shaking. You know the shaking. It's not word of mouth. It's about how much things badge on you. And it looks inconsequential because they are length of days. They determine the days you live. All of these things are things that Jesus himself manifested on living on the earth here. And it looks as if it's above every other situation. No. It's because it carries what is higher than the situation. So situations just bow themselves. Say, amen. So let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. These are commitments to the word. Commitment to the message. I'm going to talk about you reading scriptures. But now when you do those reading, it's as if you are doing one spiritual rigor. Huh? Eh? I know many of us had carryover last week. I had many carryover. I'm already paying it up. You better don't skip it. Pay it up. Pay it up. Don't jump to where we are today. Go back and pay up your debt. It remains your debt. Even if you jump, it remains your debt. Amen. So it's look at it as like an exercise, but you are investing wealth. Very soon you start enjoying reading it. And don't do as if anything is happening to you, but things are being lettered in your soul. Things are dropping in you. Dropping in you. Dropping in you. The time comes, they are formed, understanding without even thinking about them. You are building wealth. You are building treasure that cannot be exhausted with the treasure of the earth. Yeah? Money will finish, but those who don't finish. They don't finish. Amen. Verse 4 says, so shall thou find favor, and I still like that place, and good understanding. May you find good understanding in the sight of God. So it's not a man-driven matter. It's in the sight of God. For a man's heart to align with God's way. And not find it difficult. And not find it strange. No, you have not found good understanding. Your matter is not strange. Nothing they happen to you anywhere that is strange. Paul says, common to man. There's no temptation ever taking you, but such as is common to man. I like the next thing, but God is faithful. No, with the temptation, also make a way to escape. And the way to escape is that you may be able to bear it. We have power of stability to bear it. You will well die it. The thing will change while you are being changed in your inner man. You are building a well of life where earth can spring forth. You need to dig well so that spring of life and health can spring forth. Now, that is the way God designed us. That's why the man, after 40 years, is a tree that God he get along the beginning. That's how they want to see all of us like this one. All of us here. All of us here. You're supposed to become a tree that God has planted. Yes. So the things we are handling in God's word and laws are not just information. They are laws of life. That's why when we teach persons. With this person, you can assess their law and assess their life. Amen. I like this. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on understanding. So it means that good understanding takes away your way. So that you can trust the Lord in with all thy heart. There's no place in your heart where you are finding problem with God. There's no part of your life where you are finding problem with God. You are aligned with God on every area. In some of us, it is the way your family has managed over the years. And society, we have been going to church. That's your problem with God. In all thy way, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on to thy own. So good understanding will take thy own understanding and replace it. With good understanding, right? In all thy ways, acknowledge him or agree with him. And he shall direct thy path. I still like the next one to eat. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Say, be not wise in thy own eyes. So it is doctrine that takes away thy own eyes. In this season, you will see the way God is seeing. You won't rejoice in baby sharing. Baby sharing. Your joy will be on bottom she sunny, boshe corinne, bash a ferinane, balance a ferinane, fisherinane. You won't know man explanation When God is showing the way, nobody here won't come feel it. Be not wise in thy own eye. Fear the Lord. Have great regard for the Lord. And depart from evil. See what is next thing? It shall be earth to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. So your soul has navel. Like your body has navel. Your navel is what connects you to your mother. So you need earth in your navel. That's why if you want anything to enter your body fast, you put it on your navel. All you put on your navel enter your body than the oil you put on your head. So there's your navel is where your connection point to God, to your life. That's where you have to draw life through. So they become earth. To thy navel, you draw life easily from the Lord. And marrow. Marrow is refreshing. Marrow is blood. Marrow is identity. To thy bone. Your bone will not just be bone without marrow. You will have marrow in thy bone. You will have sustenance in thy bone. You won't just be shaking thing that can collapse easily. You will be studded. So it takes time to build earth in the soul. That's what I'm saying. To build earth in the soul, it takes time. Actually, you must be in the world of love to start building health. That's why the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Even my Bible says medicine. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. So it means a heart that is in love. Once your heart enters the love mode of doctrine, you have good. That will do as if you have medicine from inside. Hallelujah. With the things that the apostles went through, for example, you don't expect their lifespan should be 40 years. With the stress and trouble of life. Why many of them, they enjoy good health, physical good health. Many of them, they had to be beheaded to die. In all their troubles, the troubles were life to their bones. Why? They were not still suffering. They were still joy. So when you see, say, hey, man. So the gospel itself is earth. What I said, please? When it says, go and preach to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. God was giving life and health to nations. He was saying, go and give life and health to nations. Go and give nations life. And health. That's why you can't contravene if you live indulgent life that contravenes health. You have not learned doctrine. Doctrine is supposed to implant into you self-control. There is nothing you are bound to. There's nothing you are bound to. You can let go anything. That's doctrine. So even in the instruction of natural health, it empowers your soul to take decision. I just need to know that food is for health. It's healthy. Taste is secondary. Hell is fast. What gives you that strength is doctrine. We all have taste bud. There's something in past that taste bud not to react. But when you don't have good doctrine, you will be indulgent. You'll be slave to your taste. That's one of the fruit of the spirit is temperance. So when you are finding this life, the life is yet to you strength of temperance. Not things to let's enjoy it and die. No. Because you have good understanding. So gospel is blessing. I'm telling you. So the more you will preach the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are preaching heavens. That is the heaven of God. So you are laying up hells. So Jesus Christ purchased them. He purchased those hells for us. Say amen. Teach them to observe all things. Now this is our life. Like he gave to them Israel. The law is their life. Moses was saying, this is thy life. So also, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is our life. So you are going to give yourself to learn their ways. When you are doing all of that one, you are opening the vista for their life to be communicated, which ultimately will deliver their health. Real health, say amen. Real health is in the Father. That's the word of real health. It is the Father that delivers his marrow. So Christ prepares you. That's why from the meek of the world, you have to fulfill the love demand of it. Amen. To move to Christ's world, in Christ's world, you fulfill the love demand of it. What's the love demand of the charity? I went to the office. When you feed the Lord out of it, moves you to the faith of the Father. That is in that faith that they bring you to their health world. That you prosper and you don't have health, you are in health world. You are no more in the world, you are in health. You are in the spirit, you are in health. Because heaven is life. Say amen. Heaven is health. Anywhere heaven gets to, life gets there. Say amen. John 14. Say amen. Are you blessed today? Verse 23. 20 says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. See, at that day. So it's not what we believe that we are, that he is in us. Yes, Christ in you. It's not when we believed. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father and ye in me. And I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. Are you there, please? Say amen. 23 says, just answer and answer them. If a man love me, he will keep my words. I know my words nice, he will keep my doctrine. He will keep my laws. He will keep my commandments. These are verses of the word. Say amen. He will keep my teaching. He will keep them. He will keep them as law. He will come into the word of their knowledge and keep them as law for his life. No, the law that guides my life. We can also call it principle of my life. Say amen. How in the house, please? So that we give out of constraint. The time comes when you give out of loss. Huh? You know, yeah, I've not given enough. I should not give more. It's because it is law that it has no job. In your heart, I just know I'm going to get the bank. I can give 20%, 30%. That's law. It's not religious boasting. The more you are coming to the world of their love, the more you detach from the world. Their love has a way of detaching you. We have not really explored most of these things. Many of you have done it by constraint. It's by, you know, like somebody's policing you. Aha. It's not yet flowing from us as liberality, as our life. Aha. So it's not what we're keeping. We'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him. So when we come unto him, what are we bringing? We'll bring our word to him. So it means that, say, hey man, Christ has his own world. You didn't hear our sermon? Christ has his own world. But he's saying that for somebody who moved to my love world and keep on abiding in love, there's my world. That's also my Father's world. There's a world that is my world. Hello? What did I say? There's a world that is my world. And there's another world that is for me and my Father. That's what you call the Son. The world of the Son. I went to the house, please. Which is the world that's meant to deal with perishing. Deal with perishing, no decay there. That's the world of earth. You can't decay, you can't spoil. That's where you are in health. So when you love me, first of all, I will bring my world to you. You will enjoy my life. If you can make my life your life, what I say? If you can make my life your life, then my Father will love you. Then we will come and bring our heavens. What's called abode? It's our heavens. We'll bring our heavens to you. Our heaven will be both life and health. Say amen. What I say? Our heaven will be both life and health. So life of Christ prepares the heart to be a place for forces of life. Just like you have your heart pumping blood to all your parts. They also have to build their own heart in you that can pump blood. So you feel the life in your head. Feel the light everywhere. Every part of you is respond to the life. Why? Because the life is flowing. Say, hey man, I will make our habit with you. We will make what? We will make our habit. So it's God's utmost. So you can see, so from the world of where God is being seen as the healer, you can see this eerie world. Can you see this real world? There's a world where the Lord is being seen as the healer, as the one who anointed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. That was the start point of the showing forth of Jesus with the healing power. Yet there's something that he has not shown. That he wants to take man to go and be part of, say amen. Worst, listen to me, worst are not ordinary. Just saying the word I speak to you, he said, that is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit. And what? They are life. I said the word I speak to you, the teachings I teach you. What means my teachings? So when you are learning teachings of Christ, you are learning, it can look sometimes simple. You are learning spirit. And the spirit will deliver life to you. The life is your inward learning to health. Nobody will arrive at health without learning life. You must learn life and love life. Then you will see good days. You will see that loveth life, that you might see good days. So there's a good day after life. Say amen. It's described as the day of God's loving kindness and tender mercy. It's a day of satisfaction. I like that place in Psalm 36. Say, oh Lord, satisfy us early with our mercy. That we may be rejoiced and glad all the days of our lives. Oh, satisfy us with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. May God find us a people he can commend in this manner. Amen. That henceforth you will prosper as you are so prosperous. I can't fully say that God is dealing with me in that manner. I can't fully say it, but I desire it. I'm not able to say, oh, now that scripture is true about me. But I know it's a wish. And that I desire that this wish will come to pass on my journey. As I journey to glory, that this wish of God in the heart of the apostle will come to pass. It will not remain hanging till I leave this body. Why am I in this body? That God will put me on the platform when my soul will prosper. When all my prosperity will be according to my soul prosperity. That they will not make for me shortcuts. You know shortcuts is a bailout. So some people look like a curse. Like a curse. Is I telling the Nigerian man that may your pay be according to your work. A Nigerian man will reject that kind of thing. I'm saying, say, hey, man. Because they know that there can be election next day and one vote will be 50,000 naira. To him, oh, well, baby, yeah. But oh, kuni. Say, hey, man. So every gain, it's not godliness. What I say? You didn't hear what I said. But godliness is a great gain. Listen to me. That's why we have a lot of desire, but we are not minded to push them through by all means. But if they are lost in my heart, may God not give it. You didn't hear that? I said, if the idea is a loss, may God not give it. So it's not all that glitters are really gold or are really good. And when they check you, they really check you. Not all that look gold are really good. But Ole. So, I want to be told late. When you are walking with the Lord, you get to that point. Yes. And you will nod your head and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. When you show here, you say, yes, sir. So, Babel, yes, sir. But I tell you, when we get there, everything will work out. Because your desire, they will have adjusted that to be synergy. But she ain't solo. She be my boy. I'm telling you. But in this course, as if your air and heaven's air are connected. They won't have secrets. So this could say I give solar and woman, they know you are connected to it. That's how the other life to be. So who is it that will stand against you? On what heaven is? Who is it that will stand against you? But everybody, one battle running, one barone. But it's no more your tear. Oh my God. I say it's no more your own. But when they check it, your own is not there. And as we were going through that, actually, that is my heart desire. That we really understand the season that God is talking about. And to hang in the word of revelation, it will stay with us as a document to work with. Every one of us will be, in our heart desire, should be wishing and desiring to go here, to go here. That was really our desire. So that the will of God can prosper very well. We can have heaven's backing on everything we do. We can have heaven's backing. I'm sure that in this place, angels will start working with you. Because, you know, angels are after God so. If you say yes, they say yes. And if the yes is on your side, they walk with you. They don't know your house number. They walk with you. And I want to believe God that's exactly what God will do for us. Say amen. When you move into the, you will see all commandment of love. By God's grace, we're going to see more of that as we move into this next phase. I believe that they are saying to us, we need to have the same habit. Let's desire to use the heaven of God, okay? We have used the earth of God to a degree. Yeah, whatever we have done around us there is earth of God. Both of that earth of God. It's the kings of the earth. It's authority of the king of the earth that is working. It's time to move to the place where we are using the signals of the Most High God. The Most High God. Like Abraham said, I've lifted up my hands to the Most High. Who is the Most High? Possessor. I can't hear you. Possessor of the heaven and the earth. Lest you say you made Abraham rich. Abraham has got the point that he has been approved to use heaven's legal tender. Lest you say you are too small to make Abraham rich. And I want to also believe that it's a season for our prosperity, okay? Do you believe that? As we move in there, the Lord will give you the open doors for us. I'm telling you, all of us, you are going to do well financially. I hope you're not afraid of that. You're going to do well. We're not going to show us your surprise. Season above, season ahead of you, you will earn in dollars. You will earn in pounds. When you're not hearing about millions of pounds and millions of dollars, you are looking at, taking it strange. Let me tell you, within a short time, people will be saying, we know them. You know, for all these years, we don't talk money as serious things. We understand it. But I tell you, in the season, they will say, oh, those guys, I'm going to tell my boss, my boss went, I tell you, we are in the border of the land. We are in the border. That's why they are kidding us with the principles of the land. We are in the borders. Whatever sickness that has threatened you in the past, whatever has gone wrong with your body system, maybe that's the way you were born. Heaven will correct them. You will experience health. There will be sickness in our arm. Say, none of them shall say, I am sick. So it means it's a place, it's a land. Then none of them will say, I am sick. that while we are on this part of the world, then we also know that these guys are, God has blessed them with sound health. Their women go straight, they give birth easily. Their women, they always say, we always see them, they always come every month. If I, they will know us for it everywhere. There's none barren in the land. There's none barren in the land. And that's why I raised the bar. That's why I raised the bar. You can't stay in the comfort zone of Nigeria, of this your generation, two, three children. You can't stay there. We break the barrier. Everywhere. Say, hey, man. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. I said, you will not say, I am sick. It's not just confession. You won't say, I am. You will just know, I'm not. I'm whole. The people that dwell there shall be forgiven their iniquity. Can you see that? That's the gateway. They shall be forgiven their iniquity. Can we bless the Lord today and appreciate Him? Let's give Him glory and honor. Thank you, Father. We shall bless you today. We give you glory and honor, Jesus. I am a letter hasi. Libaranodo. Ombroshke peli da bala rasta pane masida bali. Blade da bali atalima. Atalima de esli de ba roshki blima. Ombrota ni masida bali. Rashka papali da bana. Ateste. Ebrede belete ni ashke. Mondana mata. Este libre heske peli baruta hana sida bali. Jesus. It's my life. It's our life. It's thy life. It's thy health. Yes. Yes. It's thy life. You don't have another life. It's thy life. Breta lida ba rashke pali. Embro manena aso. Dulanana shaktali.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.